For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump forced out his Attorney General Jeff Sessions. That makes Matt Whitaker the acting AG. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed concerns about the potential effect on the special counsel's Russia probe.
Any attorney general should not be able to interfere with the Mueller investigation in any way. They should not be able to end it. They should not be able to limit it.
Senator Bernie Sanders weighs in on the president's warning to fight back if Democrats use their new House majority to launch investigations into his administration and finances.
Democrats in the House have a constitutional responsibility for oversight, and I think to a large degree, the Democratic victory last night regaining control over the House was telling the President of the United States we're going to end one-party government.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Is a divided government good for the economy? USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
David Banson is a managing partner and founder of Banson Group HT. He joined Fox Business and said, divided governments usually work well for the economy.
This is what you buy. You buy the same things you would have bought yesterday. The fact of the matter is the market has been pricing in all year the consensus view that the Democrats were going to take the House, but we didn't really know the margin. It ended up being somewhat underwhelming. Sure. If this election had been in January of this year, you were looking at a 2010 type reversal. The Democrats probably won 20 seats less than they were going to. On the Senate side, the Kavanaugh escapade added 4 seats to the Republicans. The market has been pricing that in. There's just no historical foundation for gridlock hurting. The three biggest rallies of our lifetime, Reagan, Tip O'Neill, Obama, Boehner, and Clinton Gingrich. Divided government is not bad for markets.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A big boost is coming for programs that help veterans with mental health issues. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The chief executive of the Wounded Warrior Project says the organization is going to invest $160 million in programs that do provide mental health care for America's military veterans. The CEO, Michael Linnington, telling NBC News there certainly is a need for it.
More than 3 million young men and women have served our nation in uniform overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. Of those, by the VA estimate, 11 to 20% have some type of traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress.
Linnington says over 15 years, the Wounded Warrior Project has invested over $1 billion in programs and services for wounded veterans, as well as for their families and caregivers.
After more sanctions have been imposed, the U.S. State Department is issuing a warning to Tehran. John Clemens reports.
That warning came from Brian Hook, the special representative for Iran, who said ships carrying Iranian oil are turning off their transponders.
Turning off these transponders makes tankers harder to track and is a tactic that Iran has used in the past to evade sanctions.
Mr. Hook said this represents a maritime security threat.
These transponders are designed to maximize visibility at sea, and turning them off only increases risk of accidents and injuries.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.